Now a journey from screen to stage. Diane Paulus has a knack for getting her plays to Broadway. She premiered Finding Neverland, Pippin, and The Gershwins' Porgy and Bess at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Each went to Manhattan. Now she has another potential hit on her hands, a musical adaptation of the 2007 indie film Waitress. It's in previews in Cambridge and will head to Broadway next spring. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR has the story.
Director Diane Paulus didn't see Waitress when it came out, but a few years ago, a couple of big-deal Broadway producers told her the movie could be great on stage.
Full confession, the DVD sat on my desk for about a year before I found the time to watch it. And as soon as I did, I knew this show had the heartbeat of a musical.
Waitress tells the story of Jenna, who waits tables at a diner, is stuck in a stifling, abusive marriage, and yearns for a better life. Then she learns she's pregnant.
What's riveting to me is this is the story of a waitress struggling with these issues. And yet when I saw the film, I thought of all kinds of people I know, girlfriends of mine, who have struggled with the same kinds of issues that this character struggles with.
In the movie, Jenna, played by actress Kerry Russell, pours her churning emotions into creatively named pies she bakes each day for the diner.
Hon, you okay?
Shh. I'm inventing a new pie in my head. Tomorrow's blue plate special.
Her pies are a form of therapy and escape from her controlling husband, Earl.
I'm calling it, I don't want Earl's baby pie.
I don't think we can write that on the menu board, hon.
Then I'll just call it Bad Baby Pie.
What's in it, honey?
The film is dark and funny, says theater director Diane Paulus. She calls Jenna's character endearing and complicated.
For me, that translated into, you know, who the heck can write this score?
Paulus found her composer and lyricist outside of the musical theater world in Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter Sarah Bareilles. You might remember her 2007 hit, Love Song.
Head underwater, and you tell me to breathe easy for a while.
The theater director asked Bareilles to watch Waitress, hoping she'd connect, and Paulus offered this advice.
Don't worry about how should this be adapted, what is the outline for the musical, just go with your heart, your inspiration, see where it takes you.
The door felt like it opened. I felt like I really began a relationship with this character.
Sarah Bareilles stands at an upright piano in a rehearsal room at the ART and sings the first song she wrote after watching the movie.
It's not simple to say most days I don't recognize me, but these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them.
Now the song is a centerpiece in American Repertory Theater's new musical.
It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's so true. Now I got you, but you're not what I asked for.
Jesse Mueller plays the main character in the new production.
Poor Jenna Hunterson never had therapy. If she had, it would be a very different play.
In the movie, Mueller says Jenna's inner turmoil is captured through intimate camera work.
You get, you know, a beautiful close-up on Kerry Russell's eyes, and you know what's going on in her head. Well, you can't do that on stage, but you can have a character sing their inner thoughts.
Sometimes I still see her, my mother's a dreamer. She'd say nothing's impossible, child.
The Waitress screen-to-stage recipe has been tweaked over the past 2 years. Jessie Nelson wrote the dialogue, or book, and says she worked hard to stay true to the film's spirit and also to its creator, Adrian Shelley. In 2006, Shelley, who wrote, directed, and had a role in the film, was murdered soon after finishing Waitress. Eventually, her husband reached out to Nelson, asking her to look at some of his late wife's unfinished scripts. Nelson became close to the family and says she felt close to Shelley, too, while adapting the screenplay to the stage.
And when I was writing, I really carefully went through it and tried to bring her voice into it whenever I could, as if she was another collaborator in the room.
One of the collaborators on the film, producer Michael Roif, was good friends with Adrian Shelley and retained the stage rights for Waitress.
The hardest thing on this journey for me has been knowing that she's not sitting there next to me. And there's a bittersweet quality to all of this, but I just hope that somehow she kind of knows and is happy about all of it.
The musical's director, Diane Paulus, feels like Adrian Shelley's been looking over their shoulders throughout the process.
We always talk about Adrian's amazing lines and those amazing character quirky things she put in the screenplay, and we always have a copy of the screenplay right on the desk in front of us in rehearsal, and we're constantly going back. So I feel like she's in the room with us through her words.
Diane Paulus hopes the musical adaptation of Waitress is a fitting and fun homage. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston. She is missing.